Now, the Education Authority is examining ways to amalgamate this school, this Fane Street Primary School, with two other schools that are in the general area. It's looking at merging Blythefield Primary School, that's a Sandy Row school, and Donegal Road Primary School, sort of putting everyone all into the same mix, so to speak, on the one campus. And according to the Education Authority, a merger is necessary because there are about 800 empty places between the three schools. Now, the Northern Ireland Council on Ethnic Minorities has its worries about this. Patrick Etchew is the spokesperson. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning.
What is the problem here, Patrick? Is this about trying to protect Fane Street Primary School, or is this about you saying the likes of the Donegal Road or the Sandy Row isn't able to cope with people from other faiths and other ethnic backgrounds?
I think we need to put into the context. If you're looking at, you know, the geographical split, Fane Street Primary, they're located in the Lisburn Road area, which is what we call, you know, the lower part of, you know, the Lisburn Road on one side. Donegal Road and Sandy Road, they're in the same area. Now, the concern is, you know, it is not new. The amalgamated, you know, proposal is not new. It has been, you know, talking years. But they couldn't find, you know, any suitable site, you know, to accommodate all this together. Now, the concern from us is the department, they are, you know, in breach of due regard duty in their consultation paper, hasn't, you know, to put all those informations there, including a robust risk security assessment with the PSMI. That is the concern in ruining, you know, the number of racist attacks in South Belfast area are highly concentrated in, you know, those, you know, three school area.
How vulnerable do you believe the children would be and their families would be from these 22 countries, and so many of the children being of the Muslim faith and obviously wearing outfits that would suggest they practice the Muslim faith? How vulnerable do you think they would be?
A good example. Last year we have an outrageous, you know, attack in one Muslim Muslim family in Osterville area, which is exactly that parent or that family, they put, you know, the children into the Fane Street, you know, primary. But even though now they're moving out of, you know, that area, and they still, you know, put the children, you know, back into the school. I think simply because the school, you know, they help, you know, the children from different minority, including the majority, to improve, you know, their educational, you know, standard. So that's exactly why the parent, you know, despite, you know, all those difficulties, they still, you know, going back into the Fane Street primary.
I noticed on one of the websites, I'm not sure where I saw this, did you compare it to the possibility of it being similar, if the school was developed, to it being as uncomfortable for those children as it was for some children to go to Holy Cross Girls at some time in the past? Did you make that comparison?
I think I do, because if you're looking at, you know, the practicality, the exactly what I, you know, put our submission to the department's consultation papers all about. In order, you know, going down to the future school, which will be in village area, because there's no site available in this Burnwell area, which also means that the parent, they accompany the children walking through the bridges near the Fane Street Primary, going down to the village, and then walk straight to the Donegal Road direction. That distance, roughly around less than 1 mile long. And you can imagine, this is, you know, the area, you know, easy to be targeted. I think there's been, you know, attack in the past in that area, especially, you know, near, you know, the bridge side. So I'm not, you know, talking about, you know, nonsense. And I think there are, you know, police, you know, statistics, you know, to prove all these, you know, incidents happen in different parts of, you know, the school area.
Listen, Patrick, thank you for that. I'm just looking at the texts that are coming in already. People are disagreeing with you on the text, but some people are in agreement. But you have serious worries and concerns. Let me speak to one of the local representatives from the UKIP party. It's Bob Stoker. Bob Stoker, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
The village isn't ready for a school that would have 22 different countries represented and a series of Muslim families, according to Mr. Yu there. He has his worries and his concerns, and he would be prepared to compare it. He originally made the suggestion, and he's reinforced it there with the Holy Cross issue. He's that worried, and obviously the families that he's liaising with are that worried. The village mentality generally, is it a racist mentality?
Obviously not, and I think it's absolutely despicable and incredible that Patrick would try to demonise a whole community and brand a whole community as racist.
Well, I presume he's not saying it's the entire community, but he's suggesting there's enough people there to make it miserable for his children.
He is suggesting that this community is racist because he's afraid that pupils walking through the area would be attacked, which is absolutely despicable, so it is. The evidence shows that quite a number of those children who attend Fane Street actually live in the village area. Quite a number of the pupils who attend Donegal Road primary schools from various ethnic backgrounds live in the village area, and they're not being attacked. And I think it's absolutely scandalous that Patrick Yu is being used and manipulated by somebody else to ensure the school amalgamations don't go ahead. I think he's been misinformed. Does Patrick know the suggested site for the new school is between Fane Street and Donegal Road at the rear of the City Hospital, less than 150 yards away from the current Fane Street school? So there's no question of people from Lisburn Road having to come through the village area to go to any school. And even if they did, I can assure you that this community would not stand by and let people be abused or be discriminated in any way at all. Now, I tend not to get excited when people make statements, but I'm really, really angry this morning that Patrick would suggest that a whole community are racist. And I live in this community, so he's also pointing the finger at me and thousands of other good, decent people who do an awful lot for the new migrant families that are actually living in this area and this community.
Yeah, but Bob, you don't have to say an entire community is racist to be able to point out racists in an area. If there are racists there who would target children and families wearing Muslim headdress and the colour of their skin, it doesn't mean the whole community's racist, but there are racists living in the village area. We know that because people in the village area have been attacked in the recent past.
Well, show me the evidence. There's absolutely no evidence that any school children who live in the village area and attend Donegal Road, Blyfield or Fane Street have been a subject of racist abuse or attacks.
But there have been racist attacks in the village area.
Yeah, and there's been racist attacks in West Belfast, North Belfast, East Belfast, and other areas that would not be associated with large migrant immigration. The fact is that in the Donegal Road, we have something like 47 different nationalities actually live here. And there's no way they are abused or attacked the way that Patrick is suggesting they would be if they had to go to a school in the area. The fact is that the vast majority of those pupils from an ethnic background who go to Fane Street actually live within the village area.
Do you believe it would be good for the village area if the three schools were together and 64% of the kids from Fane Street who are from ethnic minorities were in that school, along with, I'm sure, some ethnic minority representatives who would be from the other schools as well? Do you think it's good for the area the more ethnic minorities you have in a primary school?
I think it's good for the area if there was one amalgamated primary school with the proper resources to improve educational attainment in this area. This is not about race, it's not about background, it's not about gender. It's about improving the educational attainment of all children, no matter what background they're from. If people come to live in this community, they are treated as part of this community by the vast majority of people who live here. So this is not about race, and I'm actually really disappointed that the race card has been played to try and put some pressure on the Education Board and Department of Education to keep Fane Street open. Somebody is doing this for their own ends, and Patrick, unfortunately, has been manipulated into believing that everyone in the village area is racist, and if people from an ethnic background have to go to school, they're going to need police escorts and police guards. It's going to end up another Holy Cross. Just by saying that, he's actually classing the whole community as racist and bigots, which is far from the truth. And I wish Patrick would actually come into this community, see the amount of children from an ethnic background who actually attend Donegal Road, who actually attend the preschools groups, the after schools groups, the homework clubs. You know, there's no differentiation whatsoever. I'm really extremely disappointed with Patrick, but I'm really angry with him as well.
Okay, Bob Stoker, thank you for that. I was just wondering if Patrick continued to listen to that, did you, Patrick?
Yes, I listened to it very well. I think we should not, you know, despite, you know, the whole issue, we're not, you know, talking about, you know, demonize the community. This is the real risk and concern from those parents. And I'm not, you know, exaggerating one way or the other. Now, we are not, you know, blame the community. The issue is how far the Department of Education, they do a robust risk security assessment. Now, we are not, you know, blaming the community. We're blaming the department. When they run, you know, this consultation, this information should be in the first place. And, you know, make sure, you know, the parent, they understand. Rather than, you know, they just portray a very beautiful picture about, you know, we have all those resources, we have better, you know, educational achievement in the future. I think this is the common goal for all the schools. The issue for us at the moment is it there's no other way, you know, to amalgamate it? Or is it, you know, this is only, you know, the only option that we could have? Now, as I said at the very beginning, in terms of geographical area, it is very difficult to reconcile in the different part of, you know, the Fane Street and the other two schools. What we suggest to do is we have no difficulty, you know, if Byfield and Donegal Road primary, they merge together and then leave, you know, the Fane Street school, you know, continue.
Yeah, but it sounds like as if you don't want to give up the majority holding that you have in Fane Street School and go in with the other groupings from the locality.
No, I don't think we are, you know, not, you know, not, you know, against, you know, the kind of merge. Now, the very practicality issue is, if you're looking at, you know, the option from the consultation paper, they will, you know, looking at, you know, different stages. And they also, one of the options is, you know, they will create, you know, two type of system. One is the junior form, one is senior form. They will, you know, locate it in, you know, two different locations before merger.
Well, would you be happy enough, this is just a final question because I've got to move on from it, will you be happy if the site for the school is just, as Bob Stoker said, 150 metres from Fane Street?
It is not right.
But so really what you're saying is you do not want amalgamation. And
no,
Bob Stoker is saying
not,
you're using ethnic minority issues as an excuse to save your school.
Not using the ethnic minority issue. You could, you know, there's evidence base. You could walk from, you know, the proposed in front of the Belfast City Hospital, you know, the backyard side. Now, the distance walked from through there to the bridges, it is not 150 meter long. I'm sure you know that. Secondly, my understanding is that option already not available. And because, you know, the size and also other things, it will not suitable for, you know, that purpose.
Okay.
So I'm not talking about, as I said, this is not a new proposal. But now the department, they push ahead and then there must be agreed amalgamation before, you know, they going through to the next stage to have a site and identify a site and a plan. Now for me, the whole process is flawed.
Okay.
I'm not, you know, blaming the community. I'm talking about the department. They're not doing the work properly according to, you know, the current law. Under, you know, the equality.
Okay, Patrick, going to have to leave it there. Both of you have made your points. Thank you very much for that. Your opinions are welcome indeed.